Hello, we were conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, to begin, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. The first one we have is democracy.
Very important.
And on a scale of 0 to 10? Thank you.
Ten.
Then we have reproductive freedom.
Say it again.
Reproductive freedom.
Yes.
How much, I'm sorry?
Say it again.
How much on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Then we have healthcare.
20. It's here.
Thank you. Then we have inflation and the cost of living.
Yeah. Needs to come down.
Job. Thank you. Then we have jobs and wages.
Yeah.
Voting rights.
Yeah.
Racism and discrimination.
Yeah.
Criminal justice reform.
Yeah.
Then we have immigration. Thank you. Then we have K through 12 education. For this one, how much?
Yeah.
Thank you. Then we have climate change.
A 10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Crime and violence.
10 as well.
And abortion rights.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. It's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your race for classification purposes? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian,
American.
Pacific Islander? Excuse me?
American Indian.
Thank you very much. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Man, a male.
Thank you. For classification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1978.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Maybe a 5.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and up 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First, we have anti-people.
I'm going to have an opinion on it.
Excuse me?
I don't really have an opinion on it.
And, well, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your opinion of him is very cold and unfavorable, 5 means neutral, and 10 means very warm and favorable, how should I record your answer?
A 5.
Thank you. Then we have John Ossoff. John Ossoff.
Say that one more time.
John Ossoff.
Jim Ossoff.
Yes, O-S-S-O-F-F.
A 5.
For this one, how should I record your answer?
A 5.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, who are these people?
You have never heard of J.D. Vance?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Then we go to Tim Wolf. Thank you. Then we have Raphael Warnock.
Dan.
Then we have Brad Raffensperger, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
And last, we have Brian Kemp.
Okay, Brian Kemp.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I think I'm going to go Democrat this year.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Democrat,
thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, or did not vote for president?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Stay the same, it's better, or much better?
A little better.
No change, you said?
No change, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference.
Thank you. Now, below we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you feel or how much you believe that persons or events prevented the progress you want to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event did certainly not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, we have
zero.
Vice President Harris.
Definitely a 0.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
A 5.
Thank you. Then we have COVID-19 recovery.
A 5.
Then we have your local mayor.
A 5.
Thank you. Black voters.
10.
And Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
A 5.
Thank you very much. Now, before we move forward, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but I believe this is the last section of the survey. Now,
ma'am,
below,
ma'am,
we have...
Ma'am,
yes?
I am pulling in to work. I cannot do any more.
Or is there any other time that we can call you back so we can remove your this number from our list?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. I will call you back. Even though you told me no, I will call you back. You have to go. Oh, yeah, here. Yeah. Paste. He has to go. Kovac. Okay.